Brother Hansen from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of Jeremiah. We are now at the fifth chapter and about the 14th verse, if you'd like to read along. Fifth chapter and about the 14th verse. And this is such a good study. I love this book of Jeremiah. I love the prophet Jeremiah. He's such a powerful man. You know, and don't you love this book? It just keeps giving out information. And let's get right into the 14th verse. Therefore, thus says the Lord, the God of hosts. This is God talking. Because you have spoken this word, behold, I am making my words in your mouth, speaking to Jeremiah. I'm going to make my words in your mouth, Jeremiah. I'm going to make them fire. I'm going to make the words you speak fire. And this people would, and it will consume them. Now, this is how we should pray. Make my words, O God, make my words today fire and make this people wood. Set them on fire from God, from heaven, from the word. Behold, I am bringing a nation against you from afar. Now, this is what Jeremiah is speaking. I'm bringing a nation against you from afar, O house of Israel, declares the Lord. It is an enduring nation. It is an ancient nation, a nation whose language you do not know. In other words, you're going to be taken off, exiled into this nation. Nor can you understand what they say. Their quiver is like an open grave. Their quiver, place where they keep their arrows, is like an open grave, and that's where you're going to go. It's not going to be a fun place, trust me. And it's going to be ugly. All of them are mighty men. Every one of them are mighty men. They will devour your harvest, your food. They will devour your sons and your daughters. They will devour your flocks and your herds. They will devour your vines and your fig trees. You know, this is enough to convince me. I don't know about you. This is enough to convince me. They will devour your vines and your fig trees. They will demolish with the sword your fortified cities in which you trust. Yet even in those days, declares the Lord, I will not make you a complete destruction. Well, you won't be completely destroyed, but pretty close. It shall come about when they say, why has the Lord our God done all these things to us? Then you shall say to them, as you have forsaken me and served foreign gods in your land, so you will serve strangers in a land that is not yours. Whoa. Did you hear that? Listen to it again. As you have forsaken me and served foreign gods in your land, in the land I've given you, you will serve a stranger in a strange land that is not yours, declares the Lord, the house of Jacob. I declare this in the house of Jacob and proclaim it in Judah, saying, now hear this now, O foolish and senseless people, who have eyes but you do not see, you have ears but you do not hear. Do you not fear me, declares the Lord? Don't you fear what I can do to you? You've been so rebellious and so you've lived so bad. Don't you know what I can do by now? Can you imagine this? You don't realize what you're playing with, what you're up against. Yet it just keeps you just keep on living the same way. The same way. Nothing changes. Nothing changes. You just keep serving the false gods and you keep on going the same old way. It's a little bit hard for God to believe that there could be a people this ridiculous living like this and yet ignoring God over and over and over again. Can you imagine that? Again and again and again. Don't you fear me, declares the Lord? Do you not tremble in my presence? For I have placed the sand as a boundary for the sea, an eternal decree, so it cannot cross over it. Though the waves toss, yet they cannot prevail. Though they roar, yet they cannot cross over it. But this people has a stubborn and rebellious heart. This people has a stubborn and a rebellious heart. In other words, I can't even imagine. You just keep going down same road and you just ignore me. The Lord says, they have turned aside and departed. They do not say in their heart, let us now fear the Lord our God, who gives rain in its season, both the autumn rain and the spring rain, who keeps for us the appointed weeks of the harvest. Your iniquities have turned these away. Your iniquities can turn the good things away. Now, I'm not saying that the devil has something to do with it, you can turn God's mercy away from yourself. Your iniquities have turned the autumn rain and the spring rain away. The appointed weeks of harvest, your iniquities has turned these away. Did you hear that? Now, that doesn't mean that the devil won't try everything he can to kill you and to withhold your blessings as well. But when God wants to give it to you, don't give the power and ignore the power that the devil has, because he can withhold these things. God wants to give it to you. The devil wants to take it away. And your rebellion will keep you from getting God's best. Did you hear that? Your iniquities have kept these things away. And your sins have withheld good from you. Your sins withhold good from you. You know, that sentence in itself is enough to change anybody. Did you hear me? That in itself is enough to convince a person to want to change their life. I don't know about you. Your sins have withheld good from you. If my sins are withholding good from me, it's time to change my sins. What do you think? Give me your honest opinion. What do you think about it? It's time to quit withholding good from yourself. It's a horrible thing to withhold things from yourself. Your sins have withheld withheld good from you. For wicked men are found among my people. Wicked men are found among my people. They watch like fowlers, lying in wait. They set a trap, they catch men like a cage full of birds. They catch a man like a cage full of birds. Did you hear me? They catch men like a cage full of birds, watching for victims. You know, there's nothing worse than a thief. Nothing worse than a thief. You could do a lot of things, but when you steal from someone, that's pretty bad, you know. Pretty bad when that happens, when you steal from someone. It's horrible. Horrible thing to steal. You take someone's livelihood. You take what they work for. You take what they've worked for yourself. And there's not too much worse than a liar or a thief. Like a cage full of birds, they lie in wait for victims to take advantage of. And this is a horrible thing, folks. Lying in wait just to watch, just to wait, just to take advantage of poor people that have worked for their living. And you have nothing. There's no sense in trying to work if you're not going to work honestly, with integrity. Why even work? Why? Because God has given you the ability to work for yourself, to supply for yourself. Why would you even want to steal from someone else? Some of the most horrifying things there is to do to somebody is to lie to them or steal from them. And this is what Israel was doing, lying in wait like birds, like cage full of birds. Their houses are full of deceit. Therefore, they have become great and rich. They're fat, they're sleek. They also excel in deeds of wickedness. They do not plead the cause of the orphan, that they may prosper. And they do not defend the rights of the poor. Shall I not punish these people, declares the Lord? Or a nation such as this? Shall I not avenge myself? An appalling and horrible thing has happened in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests rule on their own authority. The priests rule on their own authority. Did you hear that? The priests ruling on their own authority. The prophets prophesying after their own heart. And my people love it so. My people love it. They love it. But what will you do at the end of it? What will you do at the end of it? That's the question. What are you going to do about it? Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, come into our hearts and our lives. Forgive us. Cleanse us. Help us not to withhold good from our own lives, our own family, and our own people. Help us to repent. Help us to repent. And let the good flow into our lives once again. The blessing of God, the love of God, the mercy of God, the grace of God. Let it flow now in Jesus' name. Well, folks, go to our website, krciradio.com. Write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, this is Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved to God.